2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Widdo.
Oh, yes, it feels good to be at Friday morning.
Yay, it's Friday.
Yay, it does feel fantastic. A lot of misty, foggy stuff around this morning.
It's called fog.
Yeah. Well, some people call it mist.
Mist? Okay. Yeah, it was a bit funny. I drove up a hill at one point, and then the whole car fogged. It was like a whole change in heat.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Around Arimba, it was really, really foggy this morning.
Yeah.
So take care on the roads. But yeah, lots going on in our show today. We've got Ed Cavalier joining us, which is fantastic. And Sterlo, of course, he's got your tips.
Yep. And also going to learn about the Hunter Valley Air Show later on in the show, too,
chatting
to a pilot.
If you are a fan of, you know, interesting and old planes, then you want to stick around for that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Spitfires. That's the only old plane I know.
A Spitfire?
Yeah, it's a Spitfire.
I went up in a Wirraway once.
A Wirraway?
Yeah. It was really frightening because they actually control the ailerons through rope pulleys.
Oh, my God.
And I was in the plane watching these pulleys move going, what are those brakes? I'm stuffed.
Did they say as you took off, Wirraway?
Oh, no.
Hey?
On way, fire, good way to start
for your
the
Friday,
show.
Mate. 107.7 2GO. Good morning, President Donald Trump.
Good morning, Mandy and Wimpo. How's the weather there in Central Coast?
It's good.
You know, here in DC, it's partly subpoena with a chance of indictments. I might need to bring my umbrella. I mean, White House lawyer.
We saw you and the First Lady attend church in Washington over the weekend, Mr. Trump.
Yes, that's right. And for the record, Melania still won't hold my hand. But all in all, it was a very inspirational time. It's my second favorite house of worship. My first favorite house of worship being McDonald's. You know, they fill me up there in ways I can't explain. My cup of Diet Coke runneth over.
Well, it was nice to see you being reflective and attending service, Mr. Trump. Happy Lent to you.
Yes, you too, Mandy. You know, I don't know if you know this, but I'm giving up pardons for Lent. And I will tell you, it's not easy. So many people asking me for help with the pardons, but God comes first, believe me. Now, how about you guys? Is there anything exciting happening in your politics?
Yeah, look, I see what you did there, sir. Yes, Egg Boy, he's become a national hero here. After his run-in with Queensland Senator Fraser Anning, did you see the video of the encounter?
Oh, see it. I watched it several times. I mean, what a tragedy. That was a total waste of a perfectly good free-range egg. You know, there's one less McMuffin for Queensland. Very sad.
Well, the senator was completely out of line. Egg Boy is just 17 years old, sir.
You know, I'm glad no one got hurt either, Mandy. You know, one time my ex-wife, threw a Fabergé egg at me in our penthouse in New York, hit me right in the side of the head. I couldn't say you're fired for like 3 straight days. Now, look, I don't know Senator Anning personally, but of all the far-right xenophobes, whatever the hell that means, he's one of the best. The best. Believe me.
All right. Let's switch topics, sir, and talk about your Twitter rage. Did you really threaten Saturday Night Live with a federal investigation for mocking you? Come on.
No, wrong. Not true. I threatened SNL with a federal investigation for not being funny. They're not funny. Wiffo knows what I'm talking about. Now, look, they have, like, what, 30 people on that show? Nobody knows who the hell any of them are. I haven't seen a bigger pack of nobody since all these Democrats that are running for president in 2020. They're pathetic losers.
So what exactly will be investigated?
Well, for starters, Alec Baldwin will be investigated for presidential identity theft, elder abuse, and drunk and disorderly conduct. I mean, there's no way he's doing that bad impression sober, believe me. And Baldwin's makeup artist should be arrested, too. I mean, who's that supposed to be? He looks like Johnny Farnham in a really bad blonde wig.
President Trump, speaking of Twitter and social media, you've been making accusations that they're biased against conservatives like yourself, that they discriminate against people with your views. Is that what you really believe?
Yes, I believe there is a bias, a huge bias. So I'm going to talk to Mark Facebook, and we're going to get this crap figured out. And while I'm at it, I'm going to put in a call to Jack Twitter and Kevin Instagram. You know, they seem much more down to earth than Tim Apple, believe me.
Okay. All right, let's move on. Now, how do you feel about the Democrats trying to make a connection of corruption between you and the ex-owner of the Asian massage place in Jupiter, Florida, I think it was, where your buddy Patriots owner Robert Kraft visited?
Okay, look, the Democrats are desperate, guys. They're desperate. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. I have never even heard of the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida. And they have terrible parking and their condom machine's broken. Broken.
Oh, dear.
On that note, thank you so much for calling and joining us on 2GO, President Trump.
the huge Central Coast.
107.7 2GO.
Yesterday we caught up with Sterlo.
Slater, he dummies. Beautiful basketball pass. Vunivalu scores.
You want the best NRL tips in 2019? You've got them right now on 2GO. These are Sterlo selections.
And we're chatting to Sterlo thanks to Brian Hilton, the home of used cars. Every Brian Hilton certified used car offers you extra peace of mind. G'day, Sterlo.
Hi, Sterlo.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Fabulous, my friend. Fabulous.
So, like, we've got to raise a bit of a sticky point with you, mate. Last week you tipped against the Eels and they ended up winning.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm glad I was wrong. it was an upset. It was such a big win for the old club too, because they just needed some confidence early in the season after the debacle of last year. Look, the big test will be this week. They're up against the Bulldogs, who got flogged by the Warriors. And, you know there's generally a bounce-back factor in the NRL. And, even though Parramatta will go in strong favourites this weekend, and I am tipping them.
Oh, you are? Righto. Okay.
Yeah,
no, good.
It didn't take me long to get on the bandwagon. I think the Doggies are going to be hard to beat. So if they can win their first two games, then that'd be a great start for the Parramatta side, who only won six all year last year. So,
yeah, right. Only six.
Only six, yes. Yeah. It wasn't a great season for us. A wooden spoon for us. I'm tipping Parramatta in that game. The other two big standout games tonight, Dragons and Rabbitohs. I still feel for Tyson Frizzell for the Dragons. He'll be missing the game tonight with a ruptured testicle.
Yeah, that was really awful to watch, wasn't it? And I thought he composed himself really well with some of the reporters shoving microphones in his face at the airport and stuff like that. Did you see some of that? Like talking to him about his testicles at the airport. I'm thinking, you poor thing. Like, you know.
Yeah. Look, we talk about those all the time. When we're at the airport,
your boys, that's right.
Travelling, exactly right.
No two words go together worse than ruptured and testicle. But anyways.
No.
Should never appear in the same sentence, should they?
No.
With him missing, I'm going to go to Rabbitohs to win that one tonight. And the other one is the Queensland Derby, Brisbane up against the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
Always a close game. I think four of the last six have gone down to a point, one point difference between them. So I'm tipping the Broncos to bounce back here. The Cowboys were fantastic last week, but I'm going to go for the Broncos at Suncorp Stadium. So they're the big games of the weekend. I like the Rabbits, like Brisbane, and I'm tipping Parramatta.
Going the Eels. All right. But you know what we'll do? We'll get all the rest of your tips. Hayley, our producer, will chat to you now and we'll get them up online for anyone who's copying your tips for their, their workplace footy tips or whatever. Thank you, Sterlo. We'll speak to you next week.
You have a great week, guys.
See ya.
Thanks, Sterlo. And it's thanks to Brian Hilton, the home of used cars. Every Brian Hilton certified used car offers you extra peace of mind.
107.7 2GO.
And now it's time to delve into the darkness of the criminal mind.
All right, Mandy, we often talk about dumb criminals on this show because, you know what, it makes me feel good.
Yeah, and interesting criminals. Criminals who think they can get away with, say, climbing down a air shaft and getting stuck in a sort of a fat extractor.
Well, we did. We talked about that.
Yeah,
remember
the guy that got stuck and had to get wrecked. You know, people who do fun things.
That was serious because he was in there like for a day and a half before someone realised he was stuck in the chimney.
Anyways,
we're going over to the States again, to California, where there was actually what's called a slow pursuit.
Oh, yeah. We all remember the OJ pursuit. That was a slow pursuit.
Well, it got quite slow in the end. Yeah, definitely did. Now, this was when one reckless driver failed to stop. He was given the command to stop by a highway patrol guy. Didn't stop.
Sounds like a beat up to me.
Yeah, well, no, he was doing... At one point, he was doing 60 miles an hour, which is about 110, 120 or something like that. And then they eventually got him to stop. They did that thing where they hit the back of the car and they spin out.
Oh.
So he did that. But then the driver... He got out of the car fine. Everything was okay there.
Right.
He said, all right, I'll get out of the car. But then he decided, you know what? I'm going to do a little bit of break dancing.
Hancock.
And there's aerial footage of him being like spinning out in the car.
Yes.
The cops, with their guns out
drawn,
saying, get out of the car. And he goes, all right, I'll get out of the car. But first.
He's just going to moonwalk and then do a little bit of the worm.
Don't arrest me for, dangerous driving. Arrest me for my dangerous dance moves.
Yeah, doing the head spin and the freeze and the power moves. Popping and locking.
Look at you go.
Oh, man. Breakdancing was all the rage when I was a kid.
Really?
I used to try and do it and I used to just fail miserably. But my brother-in-law still cracks out the worm at family parties.
He's broken ribs several times. He's not doing the worm right, Mandy. We need to chat about that.
Yeah, right. Have you done the worm?
I do the worm all the time. I'm very known to pull out the worm.
Shall I video you doing the worm for our Instagram page?
If you want to. If you want to. I mean, 115 kilos doing the worm hasn't happened in a while. I'll give it a go.
So we'll get through the traffic and stuff. I'm going to video you doing the worm to Herbie Hancock.
Nice.
And then we'll stick it on YouTube.
Done.
But you got to promise me you're not going to crack a rib or anything.
Actually, yeah, if I'm not here after 7 o'clock, well, you'll know why. 107.7
2GO. I want to take us to Mexico where, you know, Trumpy's building his, like, big wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get festive about this. Why not? Arriba.
Cascarele Dolph. Or whatever that little girl on the ad says.
Oh, what did she say? Yeah, let's have both.
Why don't we have both?
I love that ad. So basically, the wall's being built.
Mm-hmm.
There are just miles and miles and miles. There is miles and miles and miles of razor wire.
Yep.
I don't know whether you've seen some of the photos. It's costing like billions and billions.
Yeah.
Like the budget for this wall that goes, you know, the length of America basically, or the width of America, is huge.
Yeah.
The Mexicans, being the resourceful people that they are, have found a way to turn the wall into cash.
Turning the wall into cash.
Now, I'm not talking about... Well, I guess it is a little bit like the Berlin Wall. Remember when the Berlin Wall came down and all the German people got bits of the wall and sold it to tourists?
I've got a bit of Berlin Wall, yeah.
Yeah, right? So it's a little bit like that.
Okay. I thought maybe they were doing interior decorating on the wall, making, like, inspiring... People that had to look at the wall.
Inspo.
They were like, okay, let's work with this wall here. What are we going to do? Some purple.
Some wallpaper.
Yeah,
it
looks great. We're going
to put some flocking on that.
Yeah,
we're going to put a nice armchair in front of it.
We're going to do a fake window and dress it beautifully.
There's
the wall will be inspiring for you.
Yeah, inspo, wall inspo. Mm. But you know what they're doing? They're actually stealing the razor wire and selling it. And I think this is genius. That concertina razor wire, which is just going for miles and miles and miles, they're getting it, they're cutting it off, and they're selling it because apparently it's not available in Mexico.
Oh, okay. So, well, that is resourceful.
Extremely resourceful. And I'm just wondering what they're going to do. Like, are they going to cover their houses in the razor wire to keep Trump out? Maybe.
Or this whole thing about how Trump's going to make Mexico pay for the wall. Maybe Mexico is going to pay for the wall
by taking the
by
wall,
stealing from the wall and then selling that. Do you see what I'm getting at here?
I do. It's
so
convoluted,
in effect,
but
Trump will pay for the wall. that's what they're getting to. They're smart. Smart,
they
the Mexicans.
Very, very smart.
I like it.
Yeah, if you're after some concertina razor wire, you know where to go.
Yep. 107.7
2GO. Joining us right now, friend of the show and all-round funny guy, Ed Cavalli. Hello.
Yes, guys. Thank you for having me again. And I have a question. Do your straight away.
Yep.
Significant others in your life, partners, whatever you want to call them, et cetera, et cetera. My wife has an addiction, and I'm wondering if others do as well. My wife is addicted to booking me medical appointments.
Yeah, because you're a bloke, right? And you probably don't do it for yourself.
I went to the doctor in 1994. It was funny. He said I was fine. So she worked out this system where if she would tell me about it, I would forget. Or if she would then call me, then she was getting annoyed at that, which is probably fair enough. So what she did was is she's learned to put in iCal requests. So I just get on my calendar, it'll bob up in my phone, accept this request, and you have to go to this medical appointment.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've already done my full body physical this at the start of the year, which was great. I'm assuming he was a doctor. He was very handsy. And then
just cough now, sir.
just cough now. Yeah, I'm going to have a cocktail, so what of it? So then, then I get this one yesterday. I kid you not. It says... 12 o'clock, blah, 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 doesn't matter where it is, doesn't matter what the doctor is, for a, quote, fecal sample.
Oh!
you're doing what the ad's telling you to do, poke your poo with the stick.
Maybe that's what it is, because I rang her, I said, what is this? And she goes, there's been a lot of parasites going around, and we need to, she said that, and we need to make sure that you don't have anything. I said, no, I am not going to this. She said, you're going for the fecal sample. I said, Tiff, you know some people do like phone sex and stuff? There are other things we can talk about on the phone than my medical conditions, right? And then she goes, you're going. I said, I'm not going. And then she does a long pause, and she takes a deep breath, and she goes, Ed, you're having the fecal sample because we really need to know what's in there. And I thought, that is one of the most disgusting sentences that I have ever heard. From my wife has gone from being this beautiful Amazonian woman. She's now one wife, one cup. It is absolutely appalling. So,
and nothing is sexier than talking about fecal sample.
Isn't it just the hottest story? So I arc up, of course. So I'm refusing to go. So, of course, what am I doing on Friday? What am I doing?
12 o'clock, fecal sample.
Fecal sample. It's Fecal Friday. I'm off. And
what I don't understand about this, Ed, is it's an appointment for a fecal look at or whatever. Like, are you holding on to it, waiting for the appointment?
Yeah, how do you do that on demand?
How does that happen?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked, because it puts another question that she asked me out of the blue in context a week ago. Yep. We're sitting on the couch watching my new favourite show, Porn Stars, right? You know, the one with it's like a Bogan's Antiques Roadshow.
I love it. I watch it all the time.
What a show. Yeah. So I'm sitting there watching that, having a great time, and she's looking at her phone and she just says casually, "What time do you normally like go to the bathroom?" And I said, "Well, you know." And she's like, no, we're I think it's like a big, she called it a big trip. When you need a big trip, what time does that normally happen? And I was like, well, I do breakfast radio. I know it depends, maybe sort of around lunchtime. And she said, okay. And that's where she's got the 12 o'clock from.
Oh.
But see, the pressure, mate. I mean, I take a big trip at different times of every day. I can't bank on it.
Well, I know that, which is why I think she's got this IV drip of espresso that she's trying to get me to put in as well. It's classy gear, you lot. I'll let you know. Hey, should I see it? Should I let you know how I go next week?
Yeah, please. Yeah. We'd love to hear all about it. See you soon, pal.
Bye.
107.7 2GO.
Well, we've been giving away tickets all week and we're a bit excited about it. From the Hunter Valley Air Show, it's Paul Bennett. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're fantastic. Now, we're a bit excited about the air show. Can you just tell people what they can expect? Because it sounds awesome.
Well, we're pretty excited about it too. I mean, it's what we do for a living, but we thought we'd better have our hometown air show, so it's going to be based at the Cessnock Airport. We've got a lot of cool airplanes coming to fly here.
Now, when it comes to the airplanes, are there stuff from like World War One right through to the modern day stuff?
Yeah, we got from Tiger Moth through to fast jets, Hawks and Hornets. So there's Spitfires, you know, there's only two flying Spitfires in the country. We'll have one of them here. We've got the Hawker Hurricane, which is the only one in the Southern Hemisphere.
What's the Hawker Hurricane? What's that?
One of the war machines that was in the same era, a little bit earlier than the Spitfire.
Yeah, right.
So powered by a V-12 Merlin. Very cool machine.
Wow.
It's something pretty special to see.
And I've been to an air show before, Paul, and there's one thing we can't capture right now on air, but I've seen one of those Spitfires. It's the sound and the smell when you are near those things, when they are taxiing about to take off, and when they do, it's incredible, and you can only experience if you go.
Oh, for sure. There's nothing like the sound of a Merlin, whether it be in a Spitfire or a Mustang or a Hurricane. They all sound slightly different depending on the different airframe they're in, but it always makes the hairs on your back of your neck stand up, that's for sure.
Now, what's your favourite? If you can fly all of these different machines, and I know it's like asking you to pick your favourite child, but if you could only take one home with you and your wife said, right, only one plane, which one would it be?
The Wolf Pits Pro, my unlimited biplane that we do all the cool stunts in.
Yep.
It is my favourite of all time, and probably next after that, I guess, is probably the Mustang.
And do you do the loop-de-loops and all the tricks?
Sure do. Every trick you can think of.
Oh, wow. Man.
The G's you pull when you do that stuff, Paul. It's insane, right?
Yeah, we do plus 10, minus 8 G's. And I mean, it's the highest performing aerobatic biplane in the world. Oh. 400 horsepower. It's got a brand new loop on engine.
Wow.
Big three-bladed propeller. It does everything you can think of.
Has it ever cut out on you? Have you ever had a really scary moment? Paul, tell me about one of those.
No, you try all the new tricks up quite high, you know, until you master them, and then you bring them down lower and lower. But, I'll be flying that under a backflip and motorbike while I'm going through knife edge as well. So that's something pretty unusual to see.
I love that you practice them up high, Paul. So if anything goes wrong, you can, like,
kickstart the engine on the way.
Cover it. And then, that's in my head, that's just so foreign and strange.
Yeah,
it's just,
that's unreal.
Wow.
Well, it's no good doing it at a couple of hundred feet.
Oh, no, of course.
When you need to do it at 5,000 feet because it can recover. So.
Man,
that's incredible.
Death-defying stunts and aerial acrobatics. It's all on show at the Hunter Valley Air Show. We can't wait. We're giving away tickets all week, Paul. All the very best. Thanks for your efforts. Thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll catch you at the air show.
No worries. Really looking forward to it. It'd be great to see everyone come and support it.
Thanks mate.
Much.
Yeah, no worries. We'll catch you later. It's going to be a great day. Lots going on. Family events, street food, carnival rides, wine, craft beer.
107.7 2GR.
I want to chat about what's under your house, Mandy.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what's under your place?
Well, there's a whole stack of stuff that was there when I bought the house that I'm actually just, I don't want to touch it.
Yeah,
it's under the house and it's covered in cobwebs and stuff. And I'm not game.
There's one person in the States, Albany, Texas, who had some problems going on with their cable.
Oh, yeah.
Their TV service. So they got someone to come out and have a look. The guy went under the house, had a look, saw a couple of snakes and said, yeah, you know what? I'll back out of this one. And then I'll call the snake guy. Called the snake guy. Snake guy removed 45 rattlesnakes.
Get out.
From underneath the house.
It's like a scene out of, Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Like or a den of snakes.
Snakes on a plane, maybe even.
45?
Snakes under the house.
There's like a whole colony of them down there.
Yeah, but that's nothing. Apparently to the snake guy, this is in Texas, he says that a couple of years ago, he removed 88 snakes from underneath a different home.
Oh, this is making me uncomfortable.
How crazy is that? Imagine living in a house not knowing what's underneath, and there's actually 88 snakes under there.
This is actually making my legs go funny.
It's weird, isn't
it? Yuck.
And like, it's funny. Underneath houses, there's all kinds of weird stuff under there. It's like the set and forget kind of thing. You put it under there and you go,
It is. So under my house, there's like a whole bunch of tiles that obviously were left over when they were renovating, right?
Yeah.
So I've just gone, well, I don't know. I'm just going to leave them there because what am I going to do with those?
Yeah. They're for the next person.
There's a broken ladder. There's a broken ladder under my
house,
which I contemplated getting out and using because I don't have a ladder. And then I thought, it's busted. Probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
And then the other day, I was walking out there to have a look, to try and find the noise. You know how I said I had the noise, that stupid noise coming from one of my pipes?
Yep.
So I went down to try and figure out what the noise was, and I found, and this is just bizarre in the extreme, I found these super powerful magnets.
Super powerful magnets?
Yeah, these magnets that just was lying there under the house. I thought, what's that? And I picked it up. And it's just these weird, like super, super powerful magnets.
Well, could you break them apart?
Only just.
Right.
And then
what
they go,
doing under there?
They go really, they go, and they, connect really quickly because they're super powerful. I don't know, what would you use a super powerful magnet for?
I know what I'd use it for under your house.
What?
I'd put like metal underneath your furniture and then use it to move the furniture around underneath the house and you think it's haunted.
That's actually a really good idea.
Thank you very much.
But so that was the weird thing I found under my house, super powerful magnets.
The person that used to live next door to my parents had a big cavity under his house.
Oh, yeah.
And he actually, and this is no joke, he actually built a rifle range underneath the house.
What?
Yeah. It was a big space, about 30 meters long or something.
What?
And it was all dug out. Yeah. And when he sold the house, he moved on and he just kind of left it all. It took all the, he was licensed. He had all the things under license.
He supposedly
and he
put
took,
it into the rifle
took the guns
range.
With him, but there was this like,
Do you know what I would do if I bought that house? If he'd taken all the rifle stuff out of there, I'd turn it into a bowling alley.
Well, then you almost
amazing.
Could.
Amazing.
It's
imagine
crazy,
that.
Right?
Your own bowling
but
alley.
But imagine buying a house going, it's a 3-bedroom property, 2 bathrooms, double lock-up garage, and it comes with a rifle range. Under the house. Kind of creepy, I think.
That's very creepy. Okay. So a lot of people have gone under their house for various reasons, renovating, whatever. We want to know what you found under your house.
Yeah. Maybe it was left there by the last person.
Maybe it was left there, but maybe it's a treasure. Maybe it was something very or maybe it was a live creature, like this guy with 45 rattlesnakes.
All right. Well, 13 27 10, let us know this morning. What did you find underneath your house?
Tim from Woongarra. Hi there.
Hi, Mandy. How you going?
Yeah, good
mate.
Buddy. So what was under the house?
So it wasn't what I found, actually. My father found. So my mum used to make lunch for my sister and I every day, but it was usually like Vegemite or, something you don't really want to eat.
So this is your mum used to, your line's a bit dodgy there. So your mum used to make your sandwiches every day and they were dodgy, yeah?
Yeah, they were pretty dodgy, just the average Vegemite or peanut butter or whatever.
Yeah.
So on the way out of the house, as we were leaving, my sister and I used to walk past and like tuck them underneath the house.
Yeah.
Okay, so how often would you do this?
Most days.
What did you have for lunch?
We would just buy lunch or whatever. So anyway, under the house, it might have been the smell. But anyway, so my father had to go under the house to see what was wrong under the house or whatever and found these like 40 sandwiches underneath the house.
Like a graveyard of lunches.
And what happened next? I'm sure you would have got told off for that.
Yeah, no, mega trouble. And I don't think my mum made lunch for me anymore after that.
Oh, she went on strike as well, Tim. Wow. Naughty you. So what happened? Did you have to make your own lunch?
Yeah, I'm not sure what we did. I think we just bought it most days.
You just went, nah, stuff it. Tim, you know what? We're going to send you to the air show, the Hunter Valley Air Show. Oh, you got a dodgy
kind of broken up, but
line.
I think that's.
I think he said excellent.
I think he said thanks.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful stuff.
107.7 TGO.
We talked to friend and comedian Michael Schaefer on a Friday. Hello, sir.
Hey guys, thanks for the live studio audience in coming in today for that clip.
We only get them on a Friday for you. We get four of them. They come in. We don't pay them. Well, we pay them in coffee, and then we march them out the door again.
Kids, do your part.
Yeah.
Okay, thank kids, you. Thank you very much. Now you can go.
You brought your kids along today. That's great. Yeah.
Love having you in. Now, what are we going to talk about?
Guys, I think I've found the worst Tinder profile of all time, and I'm very excited to share it with you guys.
Well, I don't know about that, because like I was on a little while ago. I was on the dating apps. There was a guy who was wearing yellow budgie smugglers on a beach.
That sounds like the best Tinder profile of all time.
Well, there wasn't a lot left to the imagination, let's just say that.
So are you guys married now?
We'll find out the worst next.
Friend of the show and comedian Michael Schaefer joins us, and we're talking Tinder.
Hey, guys. I'm very excited because I think I have found the worst Tinder profile for a guy that I've ever seen. This is blowing up. It's going all over the internet. This guy's profile has gone viral.
Okay, so I've seen some pretty bad profiles. Can I just run a couple past you?
Yeah, go for it.
So I've already mentioned the guy in the yellow budgie smugglers on the beach, right?
That was Tony Abbott, right?
Tony Abbott just decided to change colour. Yeah. Then there was the guy that was wearing the Asian hat next to an armchair with a sword. Like one of those weird old-fashioned curvy swords, like a buccaneer has.
Do you reckon he's trying to make a point there? Look at my sword.
Hey, I've got a sword to please. Either that or he wanted to be in The Last Samurai, not sure. Then there was Cat Guy. Now, let me run this past you. He's in his car. I don't know how he took the photo or who took the photo, but somebody must have taken the photo because he's in his car driving. You can see that he's driving relatively quickly from the smudgy background. His roof, he's got like a sunroof. The roof is back, like the sunroof's open, and he has a cat on his shoulders with the cat kind of craning out of the sunroof.
So, and he's aware that the cat's on him, like the cat hasn't like fallen through the sunroof.
No, he's just going for a drive with his cat.
I like the idea that he's tried to take this really cool photo, then the cat has just jumped off the train into the sunroof.
Surprise!
And completely photobombed it. Hey guys, what's going on over here? Like, damn it, cat. Now I look like a freak on the internet.
Really cool.
Well, speaking of freaks on the internet, this guy, the reason why he's gone viral is because he's got a table on his profile and he has like criteria that you need to meet in order to date him, and you get points for meeting some criteria and you lose points for meeting other criteria.
Oh, this is exciting. Go. What
do
we
got? And you have a max, well, you got a maximum score out of 20, which is very exciting,
okay,
right?
So
we can't go through them all because there's so many, but some of them that really struck me as important.
Yep.
For example, you get 1 point if you understand budgeting, right?
If you understand budgeting.
That's critical. I think that's very important, understanding how to manage your finances.
Okay.
Equally, you get a point if you're a freak in bed.
Now, when you say you get a point for being a freak in bed, is that a good freak or a bad freak? Because it could go either way there.
I think he means like good freak. I think he means like, you know, you're up for some weird stuff, you know, in the bedroom.
Okay. So if you like to play with toenails or something, then you get that point.
Yeah, absolutely. But I do like how that's equal. play with toenails.
I know. I was just trying to think of some weird fetish and I couldn't think of any kind of fetish.
That's a strange one, Mandy. I think we need to chat about that later.
It's not
looking
me.
Forward to seeing Mandy's Tinder profile after this. Play with toenails plus 50 points. Oh, I think she's the one for me.
Oh, dear.
You and Catman could hit off together,
oh,
I reckon.
Yeah, mate. Oh, God. Okay, so freak in bed, you get 1 point. Wow. Okay, what else?
Yeah, and then if you practice a religion, you also get a point. Isn't that interesting?
That's interesting. You want somebody religious.
So if you practice a religion and you're a freak in bed, you get 1 point each, which means if you're a missionary but you don't like the missionary position.
Ah, see what you did
points.
There.
Yeah,
2 points.
Yeah.
Right.
I spent a lot of time thinking about this, as you can tell.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you lose points for? That's what I'm interested in.
Right. So you lose points, and this is where I lose points. I lose points for being too needy. I lose 2 points for
you're
being
too needy.
Needy,
right.
I think I'm a pretty needy guy.
Okay, so you lose points for being needy. But
I think it's ironic though, this guy says you lose points for being needy. He's got a table of everything he needs in a person.
Now the big question is, Michael, have you added up your points here?
I did. I added up all my points. So you can get a maximum score of 20, right?
Yeah. How'd
and
you
I
go?
And I scored pretty highly. I scored 11 points, which is a pass.
That is pretty cool. I mean,
that's pretty good.
You know, you're a catch.
I think I'm going to have to leave my girlfriend after this because this guy seems like the perfect match for me.
You're a freak in bed. Do you like toenails? That's the question.
Look, I always bring my clippers to bed, so
oh,
let's just leave it at that.
Oh, that's gross. I'm so sorry I brought that up.
What did you guys score?
Okay, what did you guys score? All right, so what did you score, Widow?
I just did a quick. Then I got 8 out of 20. I don't think I'm such a catch.
Okay.
Well, Widow, you've got nothing on me. I got 11, mate. I don't
I got 11.
Your
I got 11 as well.
Oh, you got 11 too.
I got 11 as well.
Oh no, we're gonna have to fight it out for this man's affections now.
Fight it out for budget boy.
Oh dear. All right.
Well, Catman is all mine. I don't care. You leave me that Catman alone.
You can have him.
Michael Schaefer, thank you so much for joining us, mate.
It's great to speak to you, Michael.
Thanks, guys.
107.7 2GO.
Now, we've got to talk about Jacinta Ardern. I think she's overtaken Justin Trudeau, who's the Prime Minister of Canada, as the world's most amazing leader. I think we were all in love with Justin for a while there. I think now we're all in love with Jacinta.
We've seen all those memes rolling around about how people want to vote for her as Prime Minister of Australia and all that.
She is incredible. I think it's fair to say, watching her in the wake of the Christchurch disaster, the massacre that happened, she has been completely inspirational in the way she's handled that.
An absolute incredible leader.
Amazing. She will go down in history as one of the world's best. Yeah. And, you know, obviously she's been in the news all week because of that. And somebody has gone through and dug up some information about Jacinta Ardern that has really surprised us.
I think it just makes her even cooler
as
a person.
It does. Like, it definitely makes her cooler.
Yeah.
So this is in a former life. So years ago, Jacinta Ardern used to be a DJ.
Like
a DJ on the decks playing music. Yeah. For the people.
That's
now,
cool.
Now, this is the coolest news ever.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
I mean, imagine if Tony Abbott comes out and says he used to be a DJ. That instantly would make him, and it's very hard to make him cool, but it would make him cool.
Well, I'd want to listen only because I think he'd be mixing some real weird music together.
Yeah, either that or 1950s music.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jacinta Ardern used to be a DJ. This is a revelation, and we love this. Now, she had photos on social media of her doing gigs outside record stores.
Yeah. There's one from April 2013 that says, "There's still time to come join the Record Store Day festivities at Real Groovy. Thankfully, you'll miss my attempt at being a DJ." So at least she's kind of like fun and honest as well.
So she was just having a bit of fun, but she did do weddings.
She gave
it a proper go, right?
Yeah.
She did weddings. She also did, I think, a Laneway Festival.
Yeah, she did a set at Laneway Festival 2014.
That's insanely amazing. Yeah. Now, do we know what was on the set? I think we've got the list here.
I actually listened to it last night. I saw this, and on Spotify, someone's put together the song she played in that Laneway set list. So
this is amazing. This
is the first one.
Okay.
Off the list. Are you ready?
Yep. If you wanna be my lover, you know what? I'm not impressed with that. I expect more from Jacinta, right?
Okay.
As a first off song on the set list, I'm going, oh.
Oh, look, I don't mind the Spice Girls. The next one definitely won me over.
Okay. You want to live like common people? Is that William Shatner?
It's William Shatner doing a spoken word version of Common People. I love this version. It's hilarious.
It's great. Okay, so her cool factor's just gone up a bit.
And it's going to go up again with this one. I know you love this guy.
Iggy Pop, mate, doing Lust for Life. It doesn't get better than that. Well done, Jacinta. And people get to the dance floor for that one too, right?
That's a
real party pleaser, that one. Stylish.
Yeah.
Out of all the Beatles songs.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think she's done a pretty good job. Like, I don't know how you mix those in.
I don't either. Like, hard to dance to that, but what a cool song.
Yeah.
And then there was a surprising song, wasn't there, at the end of this, right?
Yeah.
See if you can pick it. But then
again. It's an interesting one.
Okay, so if you couldn't pick what that was, we'll play you the chorus. That is My Way.
Yes. By Sid Vicious.
By Sid Vicious. The punk version of I Did It My Way.
Yeah. And it's great.
And if anybody is doing the punk thing and leading the world in terms of how to be a leader, you know what I mean? Like, that's her.
Yeah. Jacinda Ardern.
The punk leader of New Zealand doing it her way.
More punks to be PMs?
I reckon more punks. Let's get more punks in power.
All right, so ScoMo, let's see you become a punk, mate. Let's go for it.
I want a mohawk. I want an eyebrow piercing with a safety pin.
Yeah.
And more Sid Vicious.
I look forward to seeing that.
107.7 2GO.
This is an amazing story. So over in Nebraska, I don't know whether you're aware, but there's some serious flooding going on in America.
Yeah.
So ice is melting and also there's been some heavy rain. And I saw a scene on the TV the other day with these big chunks of ice and snow just floating down.
Which can be incredibly dangerous because when they run into things.
So it's the Missouri River that's like flood its banks and stuff. Yeah. So a lot of people underwater, a lot of homes underwater. It's unfortunately with climate change, it's a scene that we are getting used to. Anyway, a guy.
Climate change? What's that? That's not a thing, is it?
Is it?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know. If you listen to Donald Trump, it isn't.
Anyway, Kyle Simpson had been cleaning up his property with his friend Gayland.
Mm-hmm.
That's an unusual name, Gayland. Anyway, Gayland and Kyle were cleaning up the property that had been flooded.
Yeah.
Then they had to walk like 1.5 k's to get to the car because obviously with floods and getting bogged and all the rest of it. So they had this big walk ahead of them through the sludge and whatever.
Yep.
And they happened upon a bar fridge that had been swept away in the floodwaters.
Okay.
And they thought, oh, well, let's flip it and have a look.
See what's going on.
Flipped it, opened it, inside, cold beer.
Cold beer.
Not even joking.
Well, that's a bit of a win.
It was a win. I mean, it was light beer, but...
But that's okay. They might have had to drive afterwards,
well,
Mandy.
Exactly, right?
Drink and responsibly. Come on now.
Exactly. And they'd spent the day cleaning up the property, and so they had a thirst on, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they
yeah.
went, you know what? We're going to crack a couple of these Bud Lights, and we're going to sit under this tree with this beer fridge, and we're going to just take a few photos and put them on social media. And wouldn't you, right?
Yeah,
that's exactly what you'd do. So they've done that. And then, of course, the post has gone viral around Nebraska and around the area that's flooded.
Yeah.
And the owner of the fridge, Brian, gets in touch and goes, guys, that's my fridge. But not only is it his fridge and it has survived being swept away by floodwaters, Brian goes on to say that his house caught fire years ago and the fridge survived the house fire. So this fridge has survived a house fire and being swept away by flood water.
And it still kept the beer cold.
Still kept the beer cold.
What a fridge.
What a fridge.
Yeah.
It's like it's an appliance that just refuses to die. That's what this is.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a beer fridge, which makes it even cooler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it got me thinking about the appliances that never die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
the ones that just go and go and go.
And often they're old
faithful.
Yeah, often they're old school appliances because they were made strong back in the day, not these throwaway kettles you get these days.
Mm.
But you know what I mean? Like those things that just keep going. And it reminded me because Mum and Dad the other day said to me, they've got a little beach shack. It's a really, like, it's a little, you know, transportable home that they got years ago.
Yeah.
And it's a shack, and we used to holiday there as kids and stuff.
Yep.
That hot water service started to play up the other day, and Dad just replaced the filament thing or the
element.
The element, there you go, the element thing, right?
Yeah.
And it's going still, right?
Going strong.
It's been going for 30 years, that hot water service.
No way.
30 years. I'm not
30
even
years?
30 years that hot water service has
That's
been
going. That's pretty good.
For. That's an appliance that doesn't die.
Yeah.
Refuses to die.
Mm.
Now I'm wondering, and I don't know whether anyone's going to call, because it is a bit of a tricky question, but have you got an appliance that refuses to die at your place?
Okay.
Old Faithful that just keeps going and going.
This is your chance to brag, I reckon. This
Absolutely.
Is your this is your chance to go, you know what, 30 years, that's nothing.
Yes.
Let's do this.
I really would love someone to get involved and tell me which appliance just refuses to die at your place, something you've had in the family for ages.
13 27 10, call right now. We can send you along to Diesel. Have you got an appliance that never dies?
I wonder if anyone is going to call for this phone. But you know what? Have a go. Terry from Narara, what's your appliance that refuses to die?
A steel whippersnipper.
A whippersnipper?
Yeah, 40 years old. My old man got it when I was about 9 years old.
Wow.
I'm now 49. So,
wow, a 40-year-old whippersnipper, and I bet it goes better than any of the new ones.
It does. They basically stopped making parts for it, and because there's so many of these things still alive, they had to start making them again.
Oh, wow.
All
your
right.
line's pretty terrible, but
I
thank
think the whippersnipper's going better than your phone at the moment.
Exactly. Your phone's a bit rubbish. Amazing.
Thanks
See?
For the call, though, Terry.
Fantastic. Let's go to Pam in Nora Head. What appliance at your place is refusing to die?
I have a little freezer that I've had for 38 years.
38?
38, wow.
How big is it?
I don't know. It's only a small one. It has about four shelves and about half a metre or so wide.
Yep.
and I bought it when I left the bank to have my babies with my long service leave.
Wow.
Now, so 40 years old, 38 years old?
38, yes.
And Pam, in the 38 years, has it given you any trouble?
Have you had to replace anything?
No. We take it outside every so often, turn it off when the ice builds up and it defrosts on the lawn, and we bring it back in.
That's just amazing. I love that, Pam. Why would you throw it out when it's still working? Thank you so much for the call, for sharing your story this morning. Let's go to Halakalani and Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What have you got?
I've got a slow cooker that my mum gave me when I was 18 when I moved into the nursing home, and it's still going strong 43 years later.
43 years. I had my slow cooker out yesterday. So do you reckon it kind of works the same as the modern ones?
Well, I bought a modern one. I went back to the old one because it's got the old ceramic insert that you have to pull out.
Yeah, wow.
The meals that slow cooker has seen.
Yeah,
If only this slow cooker could talk.
The slow cooker would be talking about the 70s casseroles with pineapple in them, and now it's probably talking about butter chicken and some sort of saffron rice. Jane,
apricot chicken.
Yeah, apricot chicken. I remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
Jane, we're going to send you to the Mariners. Stay there for us. That's great. That's so good that people are using their old appliances.
I didn't think anyone's going to call. These are some great stories.
I didn't either. Let's finish it off with Joel from Yarramalong.
Hey, Joel.
Hi, how are you going today?
Yeah, really good. What has survived? What refuses to die in your place?
I have a handmade lamp from my great-grandfather that went through a house fire, and it was one of the only things that survived, and it still works.
A lamp? So is it like one of those standing lamps?
Yeah, it was a handmade bone and timber lamp that was made into look like a ship, and it was on the bedside table, and the whole house burnt to the ground, and there was only a few things that survived, and it and a wardrobe were one of the things, and we just had to replace the light globe, and it still worked.
That's incredible, Joel.
Especially because it's made out of wood.
Yeah, so the bone is a bit discoloured, and so is the wood, but yeah, it still works.
Wow.
So it's extremely old because it was my great-grandfather's and was passed down to my nan.
Hang on, so we're talking probably 100 years old at least.
Yeah. He made it when he was in his late teens.
That's pretty good.
You got to look after that. That's amazing, Joel. That's so good. We're going to send you to Diesel at the entrance. Go on, have fun.
Right.
Yes. Jolly, well done.
Instead of a lighter, mate, just take the lamp and hold that up in the air, all right?
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, friend.
See you, mate.
107.7 2GO.
Well, it's election weekend. The state election tomorrow, of course. A lot of places having little sausage sizzles. I couldn't say that.
That's all right.
And Paul from Wobberal's given us a call. Your kids' school's got a thing happening for election day.
Yeah, the wife's on the PNC, and I'm going up there early tomorrow morning just to set up. There's going to be a big sausage sizzle and all cake stalls and a few other things going on.
Where are we talking? Which school?
Wobberal Public School.
Ah, you're in my neck of the woods. That's my local. Yeah. So I'll probably see you there, Paul. So sausage sizzle, have you got the tomato and the barbecue sauce? These are the big questions.
Yeah, barbecue tomato and probably even mustard. So,
Fancy. We love it.
All starting from, I think, 7:30. But, yeah, cakes all day. The kids are baking them today and bringing them in.
Fantastic. Hey, Wombrell Public School.
Hey, Paul, do you call them democratic sausages? What do you call them?
I don't know. I try to stay out of politics, but
Widow started calling them freedom sausages, and I think it sounds too American. But anyway,
freedom snags,
freedom sausages.
I don't even know I'm voting for yet, so
I'm voting
barbecue sauce is what I'm voting for. Hey, Paul, have a great day. Good luck and well done on your community efforts.
Not a problem, guys. See you out there, maybe.
107.7 2GO.
Hashtag nailed it, my friend.
But if you missed the story, catch up to gofm.com.au or download the app as well. And, yeah, we got to get out of here, but don't forget to vote tomorrow.
Don't forget to vote, and we'll see you soon.
See you Monday, 5:30. Bye.
107.7 2GO.